That's from a website for the music system. From the music system, correct? So the first six code words for any blessing. Melech HaOlam is a construct form. You see in front of the ayin, there is kamatz in the hay. Asher kideshanu, which binyan is kideshanu?
It is a PL.
How did you know?
Because
of the gesh and the dalet. And the perik under the code. So kidesh otanu. See how the direct object attached to the verb? Kidesh otanu. How did he sanctify us? Be mitzvotav. The mitzvot, his mitzvot became a tool, right? He sanctified us with his commandments. Now, what is this form? Vetzivanu? Tziva. Tziva. Otanu. That's right. So which binyan is tziva? Piel. That's right. It's, it just happened to be lamet hey or lamet yod in piel. Okay, but Tziva otanu and commanded us to do what?
To hadlik.
Lehadlik ner, and this time it's not shel Shabbat, it's shel Chanukah. So lehadlik, which binyan, what kind of form is this lehadlik? The shem po'al shel binyan, hifil. Right, you have a hey as a prefix of the binyan, and you have a yod after the lamed, which is part of the binyan. Okay? Ner shel Chanukah. So what's Chanukah stands for?
Dedication.
So some people say chet non chav, dedication. Right? When we dedicate a new building, we use this root. What else do we use this root for? Education. How do we say education? Chinuch. Yeah, and in the Talmud it says, Chanech hana'ar lefi darko, educate the child according to fidarko, according to his way, to his manners. Right? Each child has a key. The job of the educator is to open that, yeah? Find the right key. Chanech hana'ar lefi darko. So, Chanech in piel, chinuch. What kind of a form is chinuch? It's a gerund of piel, right? Like sidur, bekidush, right? Of piel. So, Chanukah is the root of rededication and also education. Now, some people made it an acronym. Chanukah. Do you remember the numerical value of the letters? The back of the blue machberet has the numerical value. This is Lillian. Lillian, how much is chet?
Eight.
As chet nerot, shmona nerot, eight candles, kemo, like, hilel. So how do you light a menorah? Like hilel or like shamai? Like hilel, which means?
Start with one and increase the light.
Increase the light every night. So we set a menorah, Chanukiah, from the candles are going to go right to left, adding one more every night, but lighting them,
you go left to right.
Left to right, the newest one first. So you set a Chanukiah, the Hebrew way, right to left, it happened in Jerusalem, it's for Hebrew, and you light them the English way because everywhere around the world, you know, they read other languages left to right, not necessarily right to left. I'm just helping you remember. Okay, the second blessing of every night is She'asa Nisim La'avoteinu. So Asa is simple past tense of Lamed Hey. Nisim. Nisim are?
Nes is a miracle.
Nes is a miracle. Nisim are miracles.
So Lama the Dagesh.
So Lama the Dagesh. What kind of a Dagesh is it, first of all? Cannot be kal. Kal is only beget kefet. Right? Kal is only beget kefet. So it must be forte. Forte stands for doubling. What is the root for nes? Nun samech samech.
Oh, really?
Yes, really. Really, really, really? Nes nisim, nun samech samech is the root.
שעשה ניסים לאבותינו. Why under the lamed is a patach?
Alf
is chataf patach, assimilation, right? Avotenu is what? Ha'avot shelanu, right? Ha'avot shelanu. Now I want you to consider this term. Bayamim ha'hem, bazman hazeh. When did God create miracles?
In those days.
Bayamim ahem, all right? In those days, in the history. No matter when, how old you are, you will always say, Bayamim ahem. The miracles happened those days. Now, Bazman hazeh. At this time. Hazeh means this, ahem means those.
It's those days, at this time of the year.
That's right, at this time. Of our time, of our generation, guys, not just the, in the here and now. It's our generation. So what did it do to the blessing? We said she'asan is similar but they not so important. So why, what did we do? What did we do? What did Chazal, the rabbis, when they said this blessing, what did they actually do?
They mixed up times.
They did it on purpose.
Make it better,
yeah. Eternal blessing. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. The aspects of time, they took the aspects of time away mm-hmm. in the wording by creating a phrase. Those days at this time, it's beyond time. This blessing will be true for generations and generations beyond time. It was quite wise, I would say.
Mm-hmm. And I just wanted the Degesh in the Yud, in the Bayamim.
Anybody?
After Ba.
And Ba is Be'ha. So it's after Ha.
Okay, that's
the,
it was that Ha with the
Nachan. Ha, in those days. Ahem, Bazman. So why is the Gishin design?
Same thing.
Same thing, right? Hazeh. Yeah. Also the same thing. Okay. If you flip this. Okay, the other side. Yeah, when do we recite this one?
First night.
The
first time you remember. The first night of Hanukkah and first night of every Jewish holiday, except for?
Yeah.
Yom Kippur. As this first six letter, the six first code words, Baruch Atah.
I call it the access code.
The access code? The access code or the
access
room?
That's good.
Password too.
Now I want you to see the Hif'il is celebrating here. Shehecheyanu. What's the root of Shehecheyanu?
Chai.
Yeah, so there are no two root letters. So Chet Yod. Yod. Chet Yod Yod is the root, or Chet Yod Hei. So Shehechaya Nu, and the Nu there, it's Otanu. He made us alive. Ve'kiyemanu, who kiyem Otanu, which binyan is kiyemanu?
Kiel.
Again, the Nu at the end is the suffix Anachnu Otanu. Ve'higianu, what's Higia? Who remembers Higia?
Arrive.
The higianu in Hif'il is he made us arrive. La hazman hazeh. What's zman hazeh?
To this time.
To this time. So God created miracles to our ancestors back then, but to this day. And so we're thanking him that he made us alive, he gave us life, he sustained us in our life, and he brought us to this day. Okay? So I thought that was, so you have three verbs in Hif'il, and they are?
Lehadli, we have every week. Lehadli.
Shehechayanu,
ve'higianu. Also, the
it was a Dakesh in the
Yod Kiyamana?
In the Yod Kiyamana.
Ah, why? Why do you think?
It's doubling. Is it a
No, it's a verb. So what we just learned last week or 2 weeks ago, what falls out in verbs that gives you the Heshporti?
Oh, the Yod. So Yod in fact.
Nun. So here is Hay of the Binyan. Okay, so here is a root, right? Dalet Lamet Kuf. So what's the root in Shehe Chayanu? If I peel it off, I took the Shin away, I took the Nu away. Okay?
Take the Hay from the Binyan.
Hold on. I'm going to take away the Shin, and I'm going to take away the Nu here, the Nu. This is Hay of Kifim. Okay? So this will be the root, chet yod hei, okay, or chet yod yod, okay? And here, as if you are missing a letter, higia. I'm going to take nu. So it's a nun that fell out. So the root here is nun gimel ein. Now we're going to do that. We're going to do Yifim.
Perfect timing.
No, I said I am doing Yifim today. You're not going to have, no matter what.
No, but I mean, it's coinciding with the blessing.
So, the name of the Binyan, our new Binyan, is Yifim. And the name of the Binyan is always third person, masculine, singular, past tense. Nachon?
Very helpful.
I'm sorry?
She says it's very helpful.
Nachon. The main meaning of hif'il is causative. So if I have a root in pa'al and I plug it in hif'il, I cause that action to happen upon somebody else. Is that clear? Okay. So we have from Lehadlik Ner. So now I'm going to start backwards. Lehadlik Ner. Okay? Lehadlik is the infinitive construct. Okay? Lehadlik. To kindle. To light. Okay? To kindle a candle. To light a candle. That's right. You cause it to be kindled. Okay?
And that's why you don't. And is that why you don't use et, the hadlik ner? You don't use et.
You don't use et because you don't. Nachon, it doesn't take the direct object.
Because it's not considered. It would be in English considered a direct object, not here.
Okay. As who?
Yes.
So now you need to take the root dalet lamet kof and put this in this music. I have hey. Root 1, root 2, yod, root 3. This is the template. You may not ever take this yod away when you have e. I've seen people doing it. Okay? This yod is part of the template of if e. We're not taking it away, ever. It's a long e, it's authentic long e. As hu etmol hidlik. Yom Yom Revi'i. Bayom Shishi Hu Hidlik Nerot Shabbat. Okay? Gam Ima Hidlik. The suffix in past tense are just like in all the other binyanim we've learned. Hidlika. Vehem Hidlik. Hidliku. No Hidliku. Hidliku. Okay? Hidlik, Hidlika, Hidliku. Okay? The accent. Seder? Keep the accent where it needs to go. Idlik, idlika, idliku. This yod is part of the... This is third person. Fun? Who, he, hem, him. Now, when I go to first and second person, There is long E that turns into A in Hebrew. This is an example of what happened to vowels in Hebrew processes in the language. Ani hidlakti. And this is something that everybody needs to remember. Hu hidliki hidlika. Hem hidliku is the third person will keep the yod of the binyan. Aval ani hidlakti. The E turned into A. Nada hidlik hidlakti. Ve'ata. Hidlakta. Ve'at. Okay.
You started in the middle.
Yeah,
no.
I started
at
the bottom. Yeah, but it doesn't work out in our notes.
Okay.
He locked. He locked?
Okay.
Two
shvaim
at the end of the word are both shvaim nachim.
Yeah.
Anachno. Hidlakno. Atem. Hidlaktem. Ve'atem. Hidlaktem.
So the yud is only in the
third person.
Person?
No, it's not. Hold on. It's something that you need to learn. And people who didn't learn vowels before, the Ulpan approach doesn't teach the vowels. This is really important. Hidlik, hidlika, hidliku. Aval hidlakti, hidlakta, hidlakt. Hidlaknu, hidlakta, hidlakta. Okay? Present tense. I told you that all the binyanim except Hapal and Nifal have what prefix?
Meh.
Meh. So now I'm going to... Madlik, and this is meha that becomes ma. Instead of mehadlik, madlik. Vehayalda, madlika. Nerot, hayeladim, madlikim, chanukiya. והילדות מדליקות גם כן חנוכיות. מדליק, מדליקה, מדליקים, מדליקות. Binyan is just been swallowed by the mem. Okay? It's madlik, madlika, madlikim, madlikot. What do we have in the future? How do we recognize future tense in any binyan? What do we have? What are the prefixes, abbreviations?
Ati
nati. Or itan. Ati nati. So. Now we're going to follow the music. Ani Adili. And here is the yod of the binyan. See?
Ah, okay.
If you have it in the present tense, you have it in most of the conjugation.
So, Tadli.
Okay. Ani Adili. Ve'ata tadlik, ve'at
tadlik.
It is the easiest binyan to know because there are no changes in the vowels. Tadliki, hu yadlik, ve'hi tadlik. Anachnu nadlik, atem. Yadliku, hem.
Yadliku.
Liku, Ve'aten hen. Aha. Okay, change. Tad lekna.
Oh, that often happens.
Okay?
Yeah, they're not what you do.
But the yod stays. No, it doesn't stay. It goes away.
The yod goes away.
For the...
For a tad lekna, a ten hen. The classical forms. From the future, we cut what?
Tzivui.
So now in tzivui, something funny happens.
Oh dear.
If I drop the tav.
Delete.
No. Wait a minute. The tav and the al, they're all shva with ha. Tehadlik. Tehadliki. Okay? So if I drop the tavs,
so the hay comes back.
Yes. The hay comes back. So the hay of the binyan will come back. However, that's not the only change that's going to happen. Instead of long E, it's going to follow the music of the tseret.
Oh, really?
Hadlek. Okay. Aval. Hadliki. No, hold on. Okay. Hadliku for boys, however, hadlekna. Hadlek for the masculine singular. Hadliki. Behadlik, who is what we would expect. However, hadlek. Behadlek is what happened here. Okay? Okay, so if you look on page 180, binyan hipim shlemim. It gives you all the examples, and you know what's missing in Atid at the bottom of the page, 180, 180. It's going to be missing the classical forms of ten hen and the tzivui. So you need to chart the tzivui right there next to future. You have space there, so next to it, write the tzivui forms right here. Okay, and put in the classical forms. Now.
What page is it?
Sorry?
What page?
Mash Money. 180. Amud Mash Money. And then you need to plug in Sivun. Hadlek, Hadliki, Hadliki,
and then there is no yod
except. Until now, we took our time and we learned pa'al slowly. We finished pa'al and slowly they plugged in lamed yod. Slowly plugged in ayin vav. Slowly plugged in heinon. We got to hif'il, we plug in all the gzarot. Okay? So, remember that whatever verb existed in pa'al, if I plug it in the music of hif'il, I'm only going to cause somebody else to do that action.
Oh, so a lot of these stems we actually already have seen.
Yes, you have.
Nice.
Right, you've seen all the roots. Like, מה זה ראה? What ראה מפעל? He saw. ועלה. He went up. Anna, he answered. So now if I take Huba, he came. He came. Huba, he came. Huyarad,
he descended.
This is how he went down, descended. Veharuach nashva, the wind blew, right? Okay? All right. So, Ra'a ala his haze. This one also has a gadarol. Okay? We have a gadarol too. We had Yarad, right? And we had Nashav. The wind blows. Okay? So, do you remember what happened in Pa'al? Exactly what happened in Pa'al is going to happen now in Hifil. When I say who kana, I said ani kaniti. What happened to the hay from kana? Turned into yod. Who kana ani kaniti turned into yod, right? Who kana he kanta the hay turned into tav, right? And in the plural it fell out kanu. We're going to take ra'a and we're going to see how ra'a plugged in. Okay, let's see. So who kana anit ra'a. So I'm going to put hey here. I have a resh, so he is hard to say. I'm going to say her, a. Okay. Aval ani eti. Instead of the a, it would be her eti. Ve'ata her eta. The yod here is a long vowel now. It will not have the gesh cut in the tab. Ata her eta. Ve'at her et. Who? Her a. He. Her. Ata. Anachnu. Hereinu. Atem. Hereitem. Hereiten. Temhen. Heru. You don't need to write it down now, but at home I want you to take a page and conjugate them. Okay?
Can you explain what you meant about the yud falls out in that hayiti?
I want you to think about kana kaniti. I don't want to explain it again. I want you to go back to kana kaniti. By analogies is the most correct way to learn. So if you're uncomfortable with doing it in Hifil, you need to go back to Pa'al. And that's what I want you to do. Go review Pa'al before you do Hifil in Lamed Yod.
So you want all the Pa'al in Hifil?
No, I don't want all the Pa'al in Hifil. I want to give you the verbs. I want you to do, first of all, Ifil Shlemim, you're going to do Hidlik. Okay? Then you're going to do Ra'a. Okay? Resh Aleph Hey. The root. Resh Aleph Hey. In Hifil. Dalet Klamet Kof, Lehadlik Ner. So, who kana? How do you say to buy? Liknot. What happened to the Hey? Became Ot. So, Lehadlik, lehar, lehar,
god.
Why go? Aleph. Lehar ot. To show. Okay? Lehar ot, to show.
So, Dalah is the first one.
Sorry?
I mean,
Dalet Lamet Kof. Right there. This is the, right here. Lehadlik. That is on the board.
Yeah.
It's also in the book. Okay.
So wait. So you said to do
Dalet Lamed Kof first.
Right.
Second and one, you're gonna do Resh Aleph He.
Right. And then did you say any more?
Now we are going to do Ein Lamed He.
Okay.
I go up by myself is Aliti. Yeah. Okay. I went up. But if I make somebody else go up,
is hot.
He-eleti.
He-eleti.
He-eleta. He-elet. He-ela. Because when you go here, he-ela.
Right, so you've got
so it doesn't take shva.
Right.
He-ela.
Right.
Ve-hi-he-el-ta. And it lengthens because we cannot have too many mobile shvas in a row. He-el-ta, so it lengthens, yeah? He-elu. In 1948, Israel, the state of Israel, נכון? מדינת ישראל העלתה אנשים מאירופה, נכון? In 1945, the undergrounds העלו, נכון? המחתרות העלו אנשים מאירופה, אוקיי? להעלות. When you say אני רוצה לעלות למעלה, I want to ascend, I want to go up. אבל להעלות, I want to cause somebody else to go up.
This is what I'm doing with my daughter.
How do we say elevator? Ma'alit is an elevator. Ma ha-ma'alit osa? Ha-ma'alit ma'ala. המעלית מעלה אותנו למעלה. Okay? You will have to see by yourself the changes of the vowels as you are going to conjugate it. Okay? In our book, look at 181. גזרות. בניין יפעיל verbs belonging to גזרות other than שלמים. Are more difficult to recognize. I'm not sure they're most difficult. It is most distinct, and therefore I think easy, because they are most distinct. Okay? Here are the hif'il base forms of verbs belonging to other, to the various gzarot, okay? That we have learned in pa'al, no exception. Lamed hey, they gave you ra'a, ala, pana.
So we have
so you know what? Let's do before ra'a, do pana. Pana turned to. So when you send somebody, when you turn someone to someone else, right? Somebody came to you with a question of, you know, a medical question. You said, you know what? I'm really not qualified. I'm going to send you to my friend, the physician. Right? So you referred them to a physician. Right? To refer is to lehafnot. So do the order of the book, Dalet Lamet Kof, and then do Pana Ala Ra'a. Okay? And now you will see why it's going to be easy for you because you have met these verbs before. Look at Ayin Vav Ayin Yod. Okay? נכון. אז להבין. להבין. להזיז. להכין. להשיב. להקים. ולהביא. להביא. It's עין ועביוד. And you will להקים. להכין. And you remember that's kamatz because there is no dagesh in Beit Kefet. And if there is a dagesh, it needs to be a small vowel. And there is no small vowel.
But in
Lehavi, hold on. Hold on. Lehavi, lehaziz, to move something. Lehachin, to prepare something. Lehashiv is to answer, to give an answer to someone. Lehakim is to establish something, to make something else get up. Lehavi is to bring. I'm 181. 181, I'm going in a row. And I think all these verbs you need to chart one by one. But look what happens in past tense. Hu hevin. He hevina, hem hevinu. Ani hevanti. Okay? Vata hevanta. Ve'at hevant. So for this one, you will open the chart book and not predict. You will do the first one from a book, right? From the chart book, and the second and third and fourth from the group already by heart. Okay?
You're in the middle. You're in the middle of
Ayin Vav Yod. So what I'm saying is when you conjugate the Ayin Vav Yod verbs in Nifil, the first one, to get a full conjugation, you need to rely on a book. Right? And I want you to use this one, not this one. Not 501 verbs, please.
Okay.
The other one.
Yeah.
The chart.
Sure.
Mm-hmm. So the first verb you're going to conjugate is going to be copying, really, from somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
But all the rules we applied. So you need to think about which rules we applied. Second one, you're trying to guess, but you can still rely on it. Third one, you will still, every now and then, check. But the fourth one should be by heart. Okay, you're really building it. Okay, because if you process what exactly happened to the vowels, you'll be able to conjugate by yourselves. It's a process. So, lehaziz, lehachin, lehashiv, lehakim, lehavi, to bring. When you come, you bring something.
So this infinitive right there, that's the paradigm, right? For the
that's the paradigm for Ayin Vav Yod. This was Lamed He or Lamed Yod. This was Ayin Vav Yod. Okay? And this was Shlemi. What is the problem? You have the book.
I didn't see where you were reading from.
180, 181.
Right.
Okay.
And then you started reading something else.
No,
I'm
not here.
Yeah, okay.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6.
I was going this way because
okay.
Never mind.
No, I did the other way. So why don't you write numbers so you do not do it the other way, because this is combination.
So you want this one this way.
This way.
Oh, okay.
Well, it's important because that's how your memory is going to build for more correctly.
Okay.
When you conjugate, this is 1, 2, 3. Yeah. When you conjugate, this is 1, 2, 3.
Oh,
1, 2, 3. Okay?
Start here.
Yeah, start on the left and look to the right. Start on the left and look to the right. That's right.
See, also, I was
yes, the same thing. Start
okay. Here we are. Very careful.
Start here. When you are making the page comparison, you do Daled Lamed Kof first,
mm-hmm.
and then 1, 2, 3. 1, 2, 3.
Okay, okay, okay.
Five, okay.
We do the chart, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, in peyot, now look at the peyot verbs, like yarad. So, what happened in peyot is really something fun. There is an argument whether it's peyot or peyvav among linguists. And if you think about it as authentic vav, you can think about it as lehaurid, right? But in Hebrew, diphthongs became oz. That's how you get in God lehaurid.
So the U turns into a vowel and you're done.
Nachon. Well, it becomes O.
It becomes O.
A full O.
What was it originally?
This was Yod Resh Dalet. Okay, whether you wanted a Yod, every diphthong became O in Hebrew. So you either have the Haurid or Leho Lehaimid. So it became O. So you got Lehorid. Horadeti. Horadeta.
What is
Horadet? Who Horid? Who Horid? He made somebody else go down. You put it down. Okay?
What is that letter for the little poet, hoy, read?
It, I am sorry, I'm trying to think about Shlemi. Lehad.
No, I know, but.
Hold on. Lehadlik. So now I'm going to put Leh. It's a Yod above.
Is that above?
Yeah.
That's above.
Okay.
Lehau read. Don't forget the vav was a wa.
Right, okay.
So diphthongs. Became O, so you got Lehorid instead of Au. Okay?
Yeah.
All right, Lehorid. And then you, Ani, Hu Horid, He Horid, Ahem Horidu, but Ani Horadati. It's going to follow just the Shlemim, so it's
after you understand this, the music is like shlemim, completely.
So when you say diphthong, you mean the petach and the shvat?
Nachman. Okay? Maza yashav?
Sit.
Right, you're sitting down, and then you're shvim. But if you have a child here and you want to, you are going to sit the child, to sit somebody else. In English, you see, you say to sit. It can be you yourself doing it, or you make somebody else do it. In Hebrew, it will be ta'al versus hifi, right?
Okay.
So how would you say to sit someone?
Lehoshiv.
So lehoshiv is to sit down somebody, sit someone down.
To sit someone.
That's right, the waitress or the receptionist in a restaurant. She's sitting someone, right?
To be seated.
To sit someone. So to be seated.
To be seated.
No,
yeah.
To sit someone.
To sit someone.
Yeah. As if you're the manager of the shift and you're
so be lashav if it was to sit someone, right?
Yashav.
Lashav?
Lola.
Yeah. I'm talking about to sit.
What?
I'm not talking about the hifi, I'm talking
to
about
sit.
The regular
pa'al. Pa'al lashavet.
Lashavet.
Yoshev, Yoshevet, Yoshvim, Yoshvot. Yashavti, Yashavtai, regular pa'al. But future. Eshev, Teshev, Teshvi. Right? Aval Hashevet. Lehoid in Hifi.
Question about where the... So if I say, I cause you to sit, and do I say...
I seated you.
I seated you.
Okay.
So do we follow the... Or I lit the candle. Heed lakti.
Ho shavti.
No, my question is, when if I cause you to sit, I cause them to sit, I cause us to sit,
yes,
I cause...
Yes, but I'm not going to teach you the synthetic language. You just need to think about that as a concept.
Yeah.
Right? So I made someone else sit. Ani hoshavti. You made someone sit. Ata hoshavta. You female. At hoshavt. Who hoshiv.
I made a female sit. I made...
No.
That's what I'm really confused about.
What happens is you are trying to plug in a direct object, and I want you to focus on the subject who is doing the action, not the object.
So we could...
The object doesn't matter.
So when we conjugate, we're thinking about the person who's doing the action, and then there is a direct object.
Someone will be the recipient of that action, not the direct object.
Oh, yeah.
He will be the recipient.
And when you conjugate, it's not the recipient you're worried about, it's the causer.
I'm
causer
really about this, because I don't get how the pronouns are working around. How the...
You connect to the person doing the action.
What the translation is.
Causing the action to happen.
Okay.
You cause, he caused, she caused. It's only from the person.
But it doesn't make sense in my head of I caused something else to happen.
You need to go home and think about it because we are blocked. That's the only reason you're not understanding this.
Don't worry about it.
We're going to try one more time. I'm going to try one more time. Dalak is when I lit the candle and the candle now is burning. Dalak burning. Dalka burning. Dalku burn. Okay? But now I am making it light. I kindle. It lakti.
Okay.
I kindled it. You kindled it.
That's I get it.
She kindled it.
She kindled it.
He kindled it.
Got it.
It's not the
it doesn't matter what it is.
Right.
Yes.
It's who did it.
You could have kindled the house, or could have kindled the other person.
I sent the students, or she sent the students, or she sent the guests, and they sent them, whatever.
If I kindled it, whatever I kindled, it was tea.
And you still will have to go home and review this concept, okay? All right, so that's the peyod, right? And look at that, what you have a collection here in the peyod. All right, who hotzi hamotzi lechem min haaretz. So this did it in past tense. It's gonna stay in present. The all sound will continue through the whole binyan, the whole congregation. Nachon, even the mem will be mos. Hamotzi lechem min haaretz is a participle. Okay? Hoshiv, moshiv, yoshiv. Horid, morid, yorid. So I want you to do yashav first.
Yarad second, and Yetzah third.
Okay?
On 181,
right.
The, on the three verbs at the bottom, when you conjugate them, Yashav goes first.
So this is the opposite direction. Of
yeah,
the
no, it's not even opposite. It's the middle first, to the right, to the left.
Okay, so Yashav and then
Yarad. Yashav, then Yarad, and then to the left, Yetzah.
Because the other two are left to right, correct?
Yes, the other two, the other ones are left to right.
She just wants to see if we can follow direction.
We did Lehavi. We said these are Ein Vav, right? How will I put this in this music? Lehashiv. Lehashiv is to answer, to give somebody else an answer, to return an answer. Okay? To return an answer. Lehoshiv is from Yashav, because Beho is the Yod, because of the Yod. Leha, okay? Ha'u.
Lehashvi.
Lehashvi. Okay? Eve became long. Lehashiv. So Lehashiv is U. Lehoshiv is to make sit, right?
To sit.
Yeah. Sit someone else. Now, they did not give us pain nuns, but we have Mashiv HaRuach. Mashiv HaRuach Humorim Ad Hashem. Where is this coming from?
Something dropped out.
The peinun, that's all that happens. In peinun, the only thing that happens is the peinun fell out. At night, when we go to bed, Orthodox Jews do a full shema at the bedtime. Right? The observant Jews do the whole mapil. They call it the mapil. After they do the mapil, they are not allowed to talk anymore. What is that mapil? Where did the mapil came from? Mapil, chevlei sheina al einai, mitnuma al af apai. Right? The one who dropped sleep upon my eyes and deep sleep on my eyelashes. Uh-huh. Where did mapil come from? From nun pei lamed. Right? It dropped literally. Because, right? So who is that person we're talking about in our prayers? Mashiv HaRuach HaMorid HaGashem. God, the one. So you see, these are the participle usages. These are participle usages of Hif'il. So Hif'il is actually very popular in rabbinic Hebrew, isn't it? Look at what happened in Shechayanu and Higianu. Now, Higianu, we had Higianu, Nun Gimel Ayin. Right? Right?
And Avinu Shalom
Alechem. Lehavi.
Adonai causes us.
He brings upon us.
Brings.
He, right? Mashiv, he blows the wind. Mashiv HaRuach. The one who blows the wind, Humorit HaGashem, and the one who brings down the rain. Hamotzi lechem min haaretz.
So which ones do you want to see?
The one who brings down, brings out, brings forth the bread. All right? So you have prayers that will help you, because you know the meaning of the prayer, that will help you remember the format.
Which ones do you want us to conjugate, or all of them?
So the order by which I want you to conjugate is Hoshiv, Horid, Hotzi.
No, I mean the ones not...
The Peinun ones.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Okay. The Peinun.
They're not there. They're on the board. Right.
The Peinun is not on this page. So you do Nashav, because Mashiva Ruach. You do Nafal, because you know it from Pal. And now I just introduced you to the Mapil in the prayers. But you already know. Mazel Lehabit.
To look.
To look at, right? He beat bet. Right? So you do he beat. And you also know he kill.
Wait, no.
To know someone?
Nikil.
To know someone is nikah.
Yeah, lehakir. I know them.
Right, okay.
To know a person. Not ani yodea mishehu. Ani makir mishehu.
To know
lehakir.
Intimate. Wait, makir means what? Sexual? Or?
No, that's the yada is a sexual meaning.
Right, okay. To know a person and then not, okay.
That's peinons. This is the order of the peinons. I want nashav, nafal, Navat Nakar, Hibit Hikir.
And is Hibit B is what you
Hibit B, okay. Then you can do Higia. You also know Lehatzil. Natsal. Nun Salamet Hitzil. Hitzil. Matzil. So I'm going to make myself a note in the order of payments that I wanted to do. Mashav, Nafal. It's a lot, but you have 3 minutes.
No, no, no.
It's
hot. Yes,
it got so
hot. They brought the heat to us.
We didn't even ask for it.
We did briefly.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Now. After 2?
Yeah.
5 minutes out. But I did. We did the blessings for Hanukkah.
Mm-hmm.
The only thing we didn't do is the story. It was a lot. So listen to what you do in the book. You have a whole list of one review, 180, 181. Besides here, EU congregations, on 181, you have a whole list. So when you do these charting, put on the side this list.
You mean not page 182?
182.
Oh, put the ones.
182.
Yeah.
And now I want you to write a journal with as many hip-eels as possible. Okay?
My teacher caused me to
write this journal.
So you will see lehazmin. Lehazmin is to invite. Lehadlin, lehalbish. Lehalbish is when you dress a child, when you dress somebody else, you know. Lehachnis is to bring in. Lehaskim, le is to agree to. Aval lehaskim in is to agree with. Lehachtiv is to dictate. Katav is he wrote, but lehachtiv is to dictate. Lehachlit is to decide. Lehatchil is something very confusing for many people. You need to know that it's hif'il with tafchet lamed as a root. To begin, to start. Lehafsik is to stop. Lehashpia al, to influence someone. In English is without a preposition. In Hebrew you need al. Lehafriya, to disturb. Lehafriya lakita. Lehatzliach be, to succeed in a test, to succeed in something. Is be. Lehashgiach al is to supervise someone. You know the mashgiach? The mashgiach, the job of someone? And Lehavtiach, lehargish, lehamshich, lehagdil.
There's so many things we can say there.
That's right, that you know them too. Lehasbir is to explain. Lehazkir from Yisker. Lehazkir is to remind someone. You call somebody else to remember. Lehashlim is from shalom, to make peace. Lehadrich is to guide. Now look at these. Leha'alot, to raise. Leharot, to show. Lehotzi, take up. Lehorid, to lower. Lehakim, to establish. Lehaziz, to move something. Lehavi, to bring. Lehashiv, to reply, to return an answer. Lehachim, to prepare. Lehachim salat. Lehachim shiure bayit. Lehavin, to understand. Lehatzil, to save someone. Hatzalat nefashot is a mitzvah.
Save us all.
Lehakir, or hashavat aveda. Okay, the return of a loss. Lehakir is to know someone. Okay? Do the exercises in page 82, 83, 84, 85, 86, and half of 87.
Just half? Up to the gerunds?
Yeah, don't do gerunds.
Yeah, just up to the gerunds.
We're not finishing
chapter. No. So I'm reviewing your work. Your work is finish 6.
Except 4.
No. Finish
Everything.
6 is the Abdel Hadi story.
Oh, this isn't in 6.
Everything.
7?
No, listen. One, you finish 6 Abdel Hadi. Analyze verbs.
Yeah.
That's week 1. Week 2 and 3, you conjugate, you do from 180, where hifil is starting, to the middle of 187. That's it. Three things, and a journal, three things. One, finish 6, 2, conjugate hifil, and 3, the journal. Okay, 1, 2, 3.
That's
so sick. So to finish the story, you do what we do all the time. I want to see a list of vocabulary, okay? You need to do it constructively like we always do, otherwise it won't work, okay? Structured. We do chapter 6. We do the vocabulary, we read the story, we translate, okay? We go to, the next thing is Hif'i. You go review by reading 180, 181. And you conjugate the order by the order we talked about, okay? And then you write a journal. Beseder? Chag, Chanukah, Sameach. Have a wonderful 3 weeks. I can't believe it's 3 weeks.
I can't believe it's December 3rd.
Yes.